This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Election Commission has issued the notification for assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry. Yesterday, the Election Commission of India had announced that assembly elections in Assam, Keralam, Puducherry and Tamil Nadu will be held in a single phase, while polling in West Bengal will take place in two phases. Announcing the poll schedule in New Delhi yesterday, Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar said, voting in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry will be held on the 9th of April, while in Tamil Nadu, polling will take place on the 23rd. In West Bengal, voting will be conducted in two phases on the 23rd and 29th of April. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will be held on the 4th of May. The notification for Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of assembly polls in West Bengal will be issued on the 30th of March. Notification for the second phase of polling in West Bengal will be issued on the 2nd of April. The Election Commission has transferred four senior police officers in West Bengal with immediate effect. The Commission has ordered transfers of the Director General of Police, DGP of the state, DG Correctional Services, ADG Law and Order, and Commissioner of Kolkata Police. The Commission has appointed 1992 batch IPS officer Siddhnath Gupta as the new DGP of West Bengal. A 1996 batch IPS officer Ajay Kumar Nand has been posted as Commissioner of Kolkata Police. The Commission has also appointed N. Ramesh Babu, who is a 1991 batch IPS officer, as Director General Correctional Services, while a 1995 batch IPS officer Ajay Mukund Ranade has been posted as ADG Law and Order. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has issued directions for the strict implementation of the Model Code of Conduct, MCC, for the general elections in five states and Union Territory and by elections in six states. The directions have been issued to the Chief Secretary and Chief Electoral Officer of the respective states where elections are scheduled to take place. The Commission directed to ensure strict compliance with the instructions related to the removal of defacement from government, public and private property, misuse of official vehicles or government accommodation by any political party, candidate or any other person connected with the election. The Rajya Sabha has taken up discussion on the Appropriation Bill 2026. The bill seeks to authorize payment and appropriation of certain further sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2025-26. Lok Sabha has already passed the bill last week. Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, has accused the Congress party of playing politics over the reported LPG crisis in the country, saying that the current crisis is not because of India and India has no role in creating it. He informed the House that due to the prevailing international situation, a crisis has emerged. In response to this crisis, the government has held detailed discussions and has clearly explained the situation, but they were not willing to listen. Minister for Civil Aviation K. Ram Mohan Naidu has said over 2,19,000 people have travelled to India amid the conflict in West Asia. Replying to supplementaries in the Rajya Sabha today, Mr. Naidu informed that safety of operations remains the topmost priority and whenever the airspace was available, the carriers operated. Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil has said that Jal Jeevan Mission has made significant progress since its launch in 2019, with over 15.83 crore households having tap water connections under the scheme. Replying during question hour in the Rajya Sabha, C.R. Patil noted that when the scheme began in 2019, only about 3.23 crore rural households had tap water connections. The Indian Embassy in Iran has strictly advised Indian nationals currently in Iran to not approach or attempt to cross any land border of Iran for onward travel without prior and explicit coordination with the Indian Embassy in Tehran. In the advisory, the embassy said Indian nationals who attempt to leave Iran via land borders without the knowledge and guidance of the embassy are highly likely to encounter serious logistical and immigration difficulties. The embassy noted that it will not be in a position to provide assistance once individuals move outside Iranian territory without prior coordination. It further said they are in regular contact with members of the Indian community and coordinated arrangements are being undertaken wherever necessary. And with that, we end this news bulletin.